The Republicans should say, we want to take over. We should take over the voting in at least 15 places. The Republicans ought to nationalize the voting.
Given that the Constitution dictates elections be run by the states, the president's comments triggered Democratic outrage.
I don't see this as a distraction. I see it as an actual threat. He has said out loud what he wants to do.
And polite pushback from top Republicans.
It's always been the responsibility of the states to administer elections.
I want to see elections be honest.
President Trump pressed late today, insisting there are problems with elections in multiple states.
Horrible corruption on elections, and the federal government should not allow that. The federal government should get involved.
It comes amid growing alarm among Democrats following last week's FBI raid of a Fulton County, Georgia election center. The FBI seizing hundreds of boxes of ballots and other documents related to the 2020 election, which the president has repeatedly and falsely claimed was stolen.
That's an NBC News report about Trump, focusing on Trump's call to the Republican Party to nationalize the election. Yeah, it's a remarkable thing, folks. It's never happened. And the Constitution is very, very clear about that. I think it was the Secretary of State in Maine who was running for governor there who offered to send President Trump a pocket-sized version of the U.S. Constitution. So this is building, the call for the election to be nationalized is building on a whole string of moves from this administration to, try to exert more control over elections. And again, in the process, of course, he and his allies, Trump's allies, are continuing to make false claims about the 2020 election. Look at the things that are happening. Fulton County, Georgia. Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, nothing to do with elections. She was sent there by Trump. That was clear. She was sent there by Trump to oversee the theft of all kinds of election information and materials. And then that was followed up by a pep talk with the president. The fact that the president is doing that is incredible. The fact that the director of national intelligence is involved, there's nothing like this. And now there's nothing like the feds demanding that Minnesota and now 24 other states hand over all their voter rolls. In fact, they're being sued. They're being sued by the DOJ, Department of Justice, to hand over complete voter rolls. And on top of that, earlier last year, Trump signed an executive order that would have required proof of citizenship to vote. And that sounds reasonable on the surface when you start thinking about the fact that a lot of people don't have passports, that some might have. You could pull out your birth certificate, but how many of you listening could tell me exactly where your birth certificate is now, or how easy it would be to find it? Go ahead, raise your hands. Okay, I don't see too many hands up. The bottom line is it's really hard to imagine how lots of people would not be disenfranchised. A lot of women change their names when they get married. I know some guys who change their names when they get married. All kinds of things can happen that could make it very difficult, if not impossible, to prove yourself eligible to vote. And of course, gerrymandering. That's been going on. Started with Texas. That might be a wash, actually. That might be a wash. And, I think right now the Trump team is really worried that they're looking at what's happening in elections across the country, even here in Iowa. We've had several elections in Iowa, I think four, that have flipped seats from Republican to Democrat, or in one case, the Democrat vastly outperformed what the previous Democratic candidate had done. But in most cases, even in districts that Trump won, Democrats are winning. And so Trump and Steve Miller and Bob, they see this and they know that they are in for a big problem this November. And that's on top of the fact that the midterm election is always bad news for whatever party controls the White House. So I'm encouraged that there are some Republicans that are also speaking out against this. I hope that grows. It's not that many. I mean, again, there were Republicans who spoke out against the notion or the lie that Trump was spreading in 2020 that election was stolen, including, you know, the governor of Georgia, including the Secretary of State of Georgia. You know, they were speaking out against that, and they got chastised by Trump because of it. I hope more Republicans, elected officials, especially elections officials, are willing to speak out about how wrong it is that the 2026 election might be nationalized. So, yeah. Here's a quote from the New York Times I want to share with you. If Republicans don't get them out, you will never win another election as a Republican, Trump said, referring to undocumented immigrants. Republicans have to get undocumented immigrants out, which is just crazy because undocumented immigrants can't vote. They can't vote. And okay, so they looked at Georgia. An independent audit studied the 2020 election in Georgia. And it was done by the Secretary of State's office in Georgia, which is controlled by a Republican. And it found that out of 8.2 million votes cast in 2020 in Georgia, you want to guess what percentage were cast by non-citizens? 20. No, not 20%. 20 votes out of 8.2 million. That's a rounding error. That's like so small. You can't even quantify that as a problem. So there may have been some maliciousness there. I don't know the full story of that, but I'm guessing most of that was an oops moment. Oops, didn't know. You know, again, 20 out of 8.2 million. So there's not a problem here, Mr. President. There's not a problem. We know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make sure that you do not lose control of Congress. It's crystal clear. You know, and I know they're moving as fast as possible to establish an authoritarian government here, because it's pretty clear that the actions of President Trump in the first year all point to consolidation of power in the executive branch. Now, it's been encouraging that the courts have pushed back. Like, for example, I mentioned earlier the executive order that he signed, I think it was last March, that would have required proof of citizenship to vote. It would also have required that all mail-in ballots had to be received by the time the polls closed on Election Day, which, you know, that you can't count on that. The post office does as best as they can, but things don't always get done on time. So that's why there's always been a bit of a lag time there. So anyway, what happened? Well, the courts, every single time, they voted him down. They ruled him out of place on this. They ruled against him. You know, so, I mean, he's finding blocks. And again, not all court, some of the court rulings have gone his way, especially if something gets up to the Supreme Court level. But, so what are people to do? You know, let's be clear. Trump is going to try to steal the election this fall. And ironically, maybe not ironically, it's a typical political tactic. You accuse your opponent of doing what you intend to do or what you have done. In this case, what he intends to do. He accuses Democrats of having stolen the 2020 election because he plans to steal the 2026 election. You know, and I've seen this. I've had experience with this. When I ran for Congress, the Democratic establishment pulled out all the stops. They went to every end possible to make sure that I would lose. They took me very seriously in that race. And again, one thing they do is they come after you on your strengths. I was accused of being a money grubber, which if anybody who knows me is laughable. I'm like, I'm the least, if there's a person least concerned about money in the world than I am, they're probably living in a monastery or in a hermitage, or they're Amish. I mean, I just don't care. They also accused me of being a pal to sex offenders, which is ironic because I was the only vote against a bill that actually made it harder for local jurisdictions to manage where sex offenders should live. Long story there, but this is what they do. They come after you on your strength. They did it to John Kerry with the Swift voting. I mean, he's running against the guy who basically dodged the draft, right? They accuse him of being of having abused his time in Vietnam. It just, it happens. And this is what Trump is doing. He's accusing us of preparing to steal the 2026 election because that's what he's going to do. So Oregon Secretary of State Tobias Reid said, quote, I think they, meaning the president and his team, are increasingly desperate, increasingly scared about what's going to happen when they're held accountable by American voters. So we have to be prepared for everything. And I think that's really key. We have to be prepared for everything. I do appreciate that that some of the election officials around the country who are preparing for anything aren't willing to talk about that, and I don't blame them. Why tell the Trump administration what you're going to do based on what you expect them to do? I get that. You know, there's another irony here I got to point out, and that is that, you know, Trump is saying the federal government ought to come in and take over elections. Well, that did happen once before, didn't it? Back in the 60s, when black voters were being systematically and aggressively denied their franchise. I mean, it was easy to document how bad that was. It was not a guessing game. It was not anecdotal. It was very clear. Blacks in Alabama, Mississippi, other states were being denied the right to vote. So the federal government came in and said, okay, you've got to do some certain things here to make sure that this is fair. You know, that may be an appropriate role for the federal government. It certainly was back then. But the opposite is happening now. You know, everything that Trump has said about immigrants voting is wrong. Again, 8.2 million votes in Georgia in 2020. 20 of them were from undocumented immigrants. Hardly making, I mean, again, I won't even get into how minuscule that is. But so, yeah, here we got, you know, Trump using the federal government to call for election meddling, you know, and sometimes referencing, well, you did it back in the 60s, but for a completely different reason, one that is documentably legitimate. So my prediction is that this is only going to continue to ramp up. I you know, it's hard to know where this is going to go, but I do not see the Trump administration backing down. They know what is going to happen in the 2026 election, if things go according to the law. The Democrats will take over the House, probably in a big way. I say there's probably a good chance the Democrats will win back the Senate. And those will provide such huge checks and balances on Trump's power that you're not going to see. You're not going to see him accomplish all the stuff that he has begun to work on now. We'll talk about some of that, by the way, in the next segment. But I think what is his strongest tool? What is the strongest tool the Trump administration could bring to play on this? Well, it's military force. I think we've seen that. We saw that tested in Minnesota, still being tested there. We saw a version of it in Fulton County, Georgia. And I think we're going to see more of it and potentially a huge influx of military personnel to try to suppress the vote at key polling places in targeted districts. They will even try to make off with equipment, make off with the votes. I it's hard to say exactly how many different ways that might play out, but I will not be at all surprised. I will be surprised if we don't see some use of federal military force to assure that the election goes the way that Trump wants it to. So what can we do? Be vigilant. Support our Republican and Democratic auditors and election officials who are speaking truth and recognizing the reality of what's going on here.